brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be having Jim Mars with us coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour to discuss all the huge JFK assassination developments, with E. Howard Hunt tape being released and so much more. We're going to get his expert analysis. He's even taught college courses, taught the first course. Now they're quite popular on JFK assassination. And he was a newsman there in Fort Worth and reported on it, of course, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So that is coming up. By the way, Ron Paul will be participating in May and June debates. This is an Infowars.net article written by Russell Gentile, who we appreciate writing for us. He says he spoke with Ron Paul's campaign office today, inquiring as the Fox debate on May 15th, and the official word is Ron Paul will be participating. Now, folks, this has been going on since Monday, and their office can barely conduct business. We told you on Monday that he is participating. It is a rumor. If you want to help Ron Paul's office, you need to tell everybody this is a rumor and get everybody focused on stopping Yahoo and stopping Fox, which controls MySpace, and censoring his bulletins, blocking his face off the main page. Yahoo now says that they have not posted him on their site talking about the debate because he isn't a candidate. Total lie. That's the serious issues. And I'm getting emails saying, how dare I not, you know, stand up and get him in the debates. Okay, fine. Okay, I can't make everybody happy. And there's a lot of just, and I'm glad to see this type of frothing energy. That's good. But let's direct it into something that matters. He will be in the June 5th debate in New Hampshire, televised on CNN. Also, since the last debate, Ron Paul's office has seen a 4x increase in donations, and web traffic and interest has increased dramatically. The campaign, in their words, is going well, even though you wouldn't know it by the major media. Ron Paul needs us to spread the word for him. However we see fit, please talk to your friends, neighbors, spread the word, and if you can, make donations. Absolutely. And again, the internet is the key place to get this word out. Go get the article that we wrote up on PrisonPlanet.com. Only Ron Paul can defeat Hillary Clinton. The dig censors are in there trying to dig this down. Let's just run over the top of them and dig it up to the main page. This site is hundreds of times bigger in ranking. It's like 40-something now, and Drudge is 500-and-something, to give you an idea of how big Dig is, okay? One of the biggest secrets on the web. People don't seem to know how important this is. Rampage it right over the top of them. Lately, we've been having victories. You've been pushing Dig stories that we put over the top on the main page, and we're getting millions of readers from it. So let's just run over them. Take the hill. Run over them. They've been caught censoring, and that's blown up in their face. It's now been proven that Dig is rigged. But you know what? Even when they rig something, folks, if you just gut up, you can usually run over the top of them. And then you make them steal it in front of everybody. Just because they steal elections, you let all the polls show Ron Paul's going to win. You let them steal it in front of everybody. You see, you make them show everybody who and what they are. All right, I'm done ranting about that, but it is extremely important. I told you how Fox News is now behind Hillary. We have all the proof of that posted. They're really running her campaign and advising her. I've seen them softening for her on television. Now it comes out, Murdoch sets emissions goal. This out of the News of Australia, the Herald Sun. The world's top media company, News Corporation, will slash its global carbon footprint to zero under a bold plan revealed by its chairman, Rupert Murdoch. Saying the global empire produced 641,150 tons of greenhouse gas last year, the news chairman and CEO last night pledged to go green. He says he believes in global warming, and of course he wants the global tax that the big bankers that finance him are pushing. If there was ever a doubt that man-made global warming is a fraud and their solution of global tax is a fraud, there it is, you dumb mainline liberals. You're now in bed with Rupert Murdoch and Hillary Clinton.
Hello,
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Jim Mars has taught college courses on the JFK assassination. He started out working for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as a crime reporter, driving around covering the police, and what a great position to cover the JFK assassination right there in the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And for the next 51 minutes that we've got left in this hour, he is our guest today. By the way, we carry his book on the 9/11 operations at Infowars.com. We'll be telling you about that a little bit later. Jim Mars, of course, we have links to his website, too, up on Infowars.com. Jim, it is great to have you with us, my friend.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Alex. You're out there leading the charge.
Jim, so much has happened. Just for those that don't know who you are, who might have been hiding under a rock somewhere, in a nutshell, tell us about Jim Mars, and then let's get into what really happened. This new E. Howard Hunt stuff coming out just confirms on top of the mountains of evidence that you and others have brought forward on what really happened with JFK. There is some shading there, as you told me during the break, and I agree. I've got his son, who's a great guy, coming back on Monday. But I would also add that you contributed to the script and consulted on the film JFK. But lay it out for us. I mean, who Jim Mars is and what this E. Howard Hunt material means.
Well, okay, first off, who I am. Basically, I'm just an old print news reporter, and I have a degree in journalism. I dedicated myself to journalism many, many, many years ago. I'm also the last of a dying breed. I'm a generalist. I know a little bit about a lot of things, okay? And that's getting to be kind of hard to find in this day of specialization and compartmentalization. But basically what happened to me was I didn't leave journalism. Journalism left me. Today, particularly in the electronic media, you don't have people who are trained and educated in journalism. You just have air personalities. And they're at the whims of the programming directors who are looking for numbers. And so you get fluff stories and puss stories and government propaganda, and nobody, there doesn't seem to be any real hardcore investigative journalism. This is why things like 9/11 could happen. And it's taken us 4 years to finally come around and realize that the official conspiracy theory is just full of holes. Now, as far as the Kennedy assassination goes, it's really pretty simple. The one thing everyone can agree on about the Kennedy assassination is that it's controversial. But I'm here to tell you, it's not. Okay? It only appears controversial because of the wide gulf between those who have just blindly accepted the government's official pronouncements, backed by little or nothing, as opposed to those who have actually studied the case. And if you study the case, what you find is that if Oswald acted alone, and that's a very big if, he didn't act alone. I mean, he did not act alone. There are gunmen on the Knoll. There was all kind of people with Secret Service identification running around in Dealey Plaza when none were supposed to be there. There was an Army intelligence agent who got trapped in the school book depository, had to show his ID to get out, and was taking photographs of the Texas school book depository prior to the shooting. I mean, I could go on and on. So obviously, he did not act alone. And if he did not act alone, then by dictionary definition, there was a conspiracy. And if there was a conspiracy, then it's obvious that that's been covered up officially to this very day, which means that could only have taken place. Khrushchev could not have covered it up. Castro could not have covered it up. A few mobsters could not have covered it up. It was covered up at the highest levels of the federal government of the United States. The Kennedy assassination was a coup d'etat, and that was when the government of the United States changed due to a violent act, which is the definition of a coup d'etat.
And it's the same thing on 9/11. 9/11, exactly. They've been covering it up, and they have the motive, and then surprise, they're involved in it up to their eyeballs.
Exactly. Now, 43 years later, almost the polls show that virtually everyone in the country realizes that Kennedy was killed as the result of a conspiracy, but it's like so much time's gone by, it's kind of like, oh, well, so what? All right, now, when you talk about 9/11, the evidence and the facts which show that 9/11 was an inside job, that at very best, high officials knew it was going to happen and allowed it to happen. Now, the evidence for that is so plain, so in your face, that it makes the Kennedy assassination look like a deep, dark mystery.
Well, I agree with you, but let's go back here, and because I want to get into 9/11 some today, but let's get into JFK first.
Okay.
I know someone as immersed as yourself, probably the preeminent living expert, Jim, that it's a no-brainer, and you're kind of like, hey, it's old news. But it isn't old news in that if Bruce Willis finally says there was a coup d'etat, the government's been overthrown since 63, the people that killed Kennedy are in power right now, he's clearly saying the Bushes, and we know George Herbert Walker was involved, the evidence is overwhelming there.
Right.
I mean, if even their poster boy who bought all their propaganda has now woken up to it and gave an interview to Vanity Fair, and by the way, he woke up because of 9/11.
Right.
And my documentaries, but on record, if we're even getting Bruce Willis's, you know, who totally, you know, is so patriotic, he bought into anything.
Oh, he was a big Republican neocon supporter, wasn't he?
Exactly. I mean, that means that if it does, you know, become publicly admitted, then that opens the doors in people's minds to start understanding that other operations could be the government, and now Gulf of Tonkin's admitted, and Ajax is admitted. How big is it to have, E. Howard Hunt released this tape, A. B, why do you think he released it? And clearly, C, he's holding back on, you know, obviously a few things, calling it the big event and claiming that Kordmeier was in command. From your research, exactly how involved was E. Howard Hunt?
Well, let me start with the note to Oswald. Back in the 70s, someone sent researcher Penn Jones a letter from Mexico City. It was all in Spanish, and basically just said, I think you need to know about this. And enclosed was a copy of a letter that said, Dear Mr. Hunt, before anything is done by me or anybody else, I would want to establish exactly what my position is, and something like that. And it's signed Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, since then, when Penn Jones made that public, it was coming out of Texas and out of Dallas, and a lot of people thought that that might refer to H.L. Hunt, the old Texas oil man. But since it came out of Mexico City, me and other researchers feel like that that note was probably to E. Howard Hunt, who had been acting station chief in Mexico City about that time. So that places Hunt in right in the center of the plot to kill Kennedy. Now, in his deathbed so-called confessions, I think that he, number one, was trying to clear his conscience. Number two, he was trying to kind of set the record straight. Keep in mind that he had maintained for years he had nothing to do with it and was home with his family the weekend of the assassination. I already knew that was false because I, at one point, met a woman who had been friends with his daughter, and his daughter said privately, said, no, he wasn't there. We all wondered where he was.
Well, St. John says he remembers being in school and being scared and that his dad was out of town.
Exactly. So he lied about that. So, and of course, he's a major CIA officer, so he's trained, conditioned, and lived a life of lies, so we can't just put 100% truth on that. I think the importance of his deathbed confession is that he did, without any equivocation, blatantly state that the assassination of President Kennedy was a domestic plot, which it was. And then, of course, though, he said he turned it down. They came to him and said, we want you to participate. And he said, no.
Well, actually, what he says is I was a bench warmer, meaning he was just kind of drifting around.
Right. And I think he's trying to downplay his role in the whole thing.
Because if it comes out, even his son, that had to keep it quiet for 3 years, could then be implicated, an accessory after the fact for conspiracy covering up.
Right, exactly. And none of us should ever forget that there is no statute of limitations on murder, okay? And if someone can be proven to have been involved in the assassination of President Kennedy, forget your federal panels. They should be brought before a grand jury, and there should be murder indictments issued. In fact, in 1963, there were no federal statutes about killing the president. The assassination of President John F. Kennedy occurred in Dallas, Texas. Therefore, it was a Texas homicide. In fact, this is something interesting. The coroner in Dallas tried to prevent the removal of Kennedy's body from Parkland Hospital. He said, this is a local crime. I have to make a ruling. I have to do some investigation. And they actually pulled guns on him and threatened him and said, this is the President of the United States. Get out of the way. And they just physically pressed past him and went on. And they said later this was on orders of Lyndon Johnson. So, in other words, Lyndon Johnson, a Texan, one of the first things he did upon becoming President of the United States was to violate the laws of his own state. And that should point you in the direction of the guilty parties.
Now, we've always gotten the report about that meeting at Clint Murchison's house the night before Kennedy was killed.
Right.
And there have been reports that E. Howard Hunt was there. Is that accurate?
That I do not know. I've also heard reports that George Herbert Walker Bush was there, and that I cannot prove either. But what seems to be fairly substantiated, and again, this goes back to work that was done by Penn Jones and others, and plus my discussions with Madeline Brown, is that present at that meeting on Thursday night was J. Edgar Hoover, Richard Nixon, the Texas oil men, and Lyndon Johnson showed up late. And she said that Johnson went into the other room. They left the women alone, as was the custom. They went in there and conferred, and then when they came out, Johnson whispered to her fiercely, he said, those G.D. Kennedys will never bother me again after tomorrow. And this was on Thursday night prior to the assassination. I also have information, though, that George Herbert Walker Bush was in Dallas at that time. But you have to...
Hold on. We got a break. We know he was CIA. We know he was involved in Bay of Pigs. We know there's a photograph that is a spitting image of him. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Jim Mars is our guest, author, reporter, journalist. Jim, I tell you, people can hear the off-air conversations. That's the real radio. Let's try to repeat and recap what you were talking about, running through evidence of George Herbert Walker, Nixon there at the meeting. That's confirmed. And what this means now to the general public to have E. Howard Hunt, it was clearly photographed there with Frank Sturgis and others as the, quote, bums or the hobos. I mean, what this means to now have this and Salon coming out and reporting that Bobby instantly knew it was a hit and a conspiracy, but was afraid the public would think he was crazy if he went public. Go ahead.
Well, wouldn't it have been something that when Lyndon Johnson landed in Air Force One at Washington, that there had been a phalanx of federal marshals there to place him under arrest? Of course, that would have been a huge shock and a huge upset for the country, and that's what caused a lot of people who really played no part in it to cave in and go along because, you know, the one rule of the game is don't give away the game. But here's an important point that everybody has to understand about the Kennedy assassination. In 1962, there were no Republicans in Texas. Texas was part of what was called the Solid South. And ever since the war between the states, the South had nothing but Democrats, okay? And it was only in 1962, and here's what happened there. It's an interesting story. In 1960, when Johnson got on the Democratic ticket and was running as a somewhat liberal Democrat along with John Kennedy, he came to Texas and rammed through the Texas legislature some legislation that is now known as the Johnson Law, which allowed him to run as a somewhat liberal Democrat on the national ticket and still run for his Senate seat as a conservative Democrat from Texas. But as we all know, by a very, very thin margin, the Kennedy-Johnson ticket won, and so that left his Senate seat open. 72 people filed for that seat. 71 of them were Democrats. One of them was a school teacher from Waco named John Tower. And because it so split up the ticket, John Tower, as a Republican, actually won. And it was that was quite a shock to the people in Texas. So Texas had only had Republican representatives.
And, of course, they later blew up Tower's airplane.
That's true. Tower, who had paid his dues and was all set to become Secretary of Defense, was suddenly they turned on him and said, no, we're not going to do that because he was not a New World Order member. And as a result, Tower said, well, I'm going to write a tell-all book. And he was in the process of doing that when his plane went down, and his manuscript has never been found. So but you have to understand, that's why Bush does not figure prominently in the public scenes at that time, because he was a Republican in Texas that was still dominated by the Democrats. But we do have
Nixon there at the final go-ahead meeting at the Oilman's house in Dallas. Now let's go over the fact that we do know Bush was in the CIA. That's clear. They didn't just make him director a few years later out of nowhere.
That's right.
Go through the stories you got about him in the hotel with Nixon.
Okay. But first let me explain. It was his father, Prescott Bush, a very powerful Republican senator from Connecticut. See, the Bushes are not true Texans. They're just Yankee carpetbaggers. And they came down here. They looted the state. Now they're looting the national treasury. His father, though, helped create the CIA. So the family, and we all know the CIA has been a good old boy network, and so he's been close. He was closely connected to the CIA all along. I am still in touch with a black ops military pilot who flew arms and ammunition for the Bay of Pigs invasion, and he said that they were using Zapata drilling of Midland, Odessa as a front, as a cover for flying arms and ammunition for the anti-Castro Cuba.
Well, we have letters about with CIA ops mentioning George W. Bush.
Exactly. So, and of course, that explains why in 75 our unelected President Gerald Ford suddenly just reaches down, pulls out this Texas oil man, George Herbert Walker Bush, and makes him head of the CIA. It made no sense at the time unless you knew this deep family background connection to the CIA. We also have an FBI document the very next day, November the 23rd, 63, that was reporting on the reaction of the anti-Castro Cuban community to the assassination, and it says this information was provided verbally by Mr. George Bush of the CIA. That all came out even back in 92, but they tried to brush it off and say, oh, that was a different guy. And, of course, so the mass media dropped it. But later they actually found a George Bush who had worked for the CIA, and he said, I was just a lowly analyst, and I was in the Northeast, and I never had anything to do with the anti-Castro Cubans. So again, we're back to George Herbert Walker Bush being intimately connected with the CIA, even as far back as 1961 at the Bay of Pigs invasion.
And then a spitting image of him taken in the same group of photos of E. Howard Hunt now, basically admitted to be E. Howard Hunt. When we get back, let's talk about why the media has been completely silent on these new huge E. Howard Hunt revelations.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
I think it's really important
into this world
that we all pause
like a dog
and think about the fact that over 90% of the American people in every major poll now believe that the government was involved in killing Kennedy, that there was more than one shooter. And those are numbers from like a year ago, 6-8 months ago at the last anniversary. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. And when you have Bruce Willis, but see, and I'm not even bad-mouthing Bruce Willis. You know, his dad was in the Army. His mother was German. He grew up on a military base until he was like, 5 years old over in Germany. He loves America. He thinks patriotism is just doing whatever the government says and being conservative. So for somebody like him to go, yeah, the, you know, criminal elements killed him. There was a coup d'etat. They usurped and took over the government, and they're still in power today. They may kill me, but I don't care. And by the way, we told you behind the scenes that he saw my films. He woke up. Rick Linkletter just brought that up, you know, brought that up out of nowhere. And the reason I bring that up is it shows how a film can change things. It shows how an action can change things. And it, and he really is a poster child or an archetypal example, a canary in the coal mine for the New World Order. Because see, Bruce Willis just didn't go, okay, maybe you're right about a little bit. Once you make the decision to look at the evidence, which he did do, by the way, he did research on it. Once you make the decision to actually go look at it, and then you find out you've been lied to, then you see everything else makes sense, and now you're not mindlessly trusting anymore. Now you're looking under rocks. Now you're doing a more thorough investigation. And see, what happened to Bruce Willis is happening to the whole country right now. And we were talking during a break, Jim, and you were talking about the fact that you're getting all these emails and calls going, hey, did you know Kennedy really was killed by the government? Hey, did you know Building 7 fell? Hey, did you know that there was insider trading and Bush was massing troops outside Afghanistan in the month before? I mean, now, and I keep saying every 6 months, every year, that we're at a new plateau, a new level, and it's exponential. Well, now we just went light years ahead of that. And I'm telling you, one or two more big jumps, there it's over, folks. It's over for them. And so they're busy telling you you can't win, there's no hope, nobody cares. They're trying to act arrogant. No, they're scared now. Jim, would you agree that we're seeing an actual flashpoint catalyst here?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what I look on as quite a hopeful sign is that, I mean, I was there 6 years after the Kennedy assassination, and it was not considered socially acceptable to even discuss it in public. And if you said anything other than Oswald did it all by himself, you were basically ostracized and looked on as unpatriotic. Today we're 6 years out from 9/11, and as you say, and it's true, the polls show 50, 60, maybe 70% of the population is no longer buying that official conspiracy theory, which is backed by little or nothing. So, yeah, I find this quite hopeful.
And it's life and death, because if we didn't expose 9/11, they would continue to carry out even bigger attacks and pose as our saviors. See, that's the key. That's why you've got to shoot your mouth off at the grocery store line. A few nights ago, it was 2 a.m., my wife had asked me to get milk at like 11 when she went to sleep. I drove home from the office, I went into Randall's, and I walked in, and there were people behind the counter. I just started talking about 9/11 being an inside job, and, you know, telling them websites. I mean, I don't just tell you to do it, folks. I roll down windows sometimes at red lights, say that I'm about to be on the radio, and I go, hey, tune into this frequency.
Well, hey, here's an experience I had. I was going through airport security with the TSA guys all over me, okay? And they're giving me the third degree, wanding me all over the whole thing. And I said, hey, guys, I said, well, why don't you use this kind of stringent security and secure our borders? If we're supposed to be so fearful of terrorists slipping in the country, how come they're not doing anything to defend the borders? And I was waiting to, for these guys to jump all over me instead. And these are big TSA guys, and they're going, yeah, I wondered about that too. You know? So, hey, yeah, people are beginning to kind of snap to it.
Absolutely. I mean, if Bruce Willis, and he's a smart guy, but he was self-imposed ignorance, broke, and now he knows all about 9/11, he knows about JFK. Now, this E. Howard Hunt stuff comes out, the Bobby Kennedy documents come out that he knew they killed his brother instantly, and was quietly investigating it and was obsessed with it. All that's come out, but it's been in Rolling Stone, Salon, on this radio show, a few others. That's still very low coverage. Nothing on 60 Minutes, nothing on CNN. Hunt's son, St. John, told me they all contacted him but said, we're scared or we're not allowed to cover this.
That's right.
I mean, is that not another indicator?
All you have to do is look at the non-coverage of Texas Congressman Ron Paul, who by all measures won the Republican debate, and yet you don't hear anything about him. If that doesn't prove to you that the media is totally controlled by their corporate masters. And, you know, Alex, we always hear them griping about the liberal media. Oh, the liberal media. Well, let me tell you something, and I think you'll agree with me. The media is only as liberal as their conservative corporate masters allow them to be.
Exactly.
And yes, yes, they will put stories out about abortion. They'll put stories out about gay marriage.
Which is all football issues to get us all fighting.
Exactly. But you never hear them really get to the heart of things like 9/11 or corporate malfeasance. And so it's up to us, the individual citizen, to start educating ourselves as to what's really going on and then pass that word along. Back to the Kennedy assassination. Some years ago, the secretary of Clint Murchison, the big Texas, powerful Texas oil man, published a small little book that got very little notice. But in there, she published a lot of the correspondence from Clint Murchison. And the one that caught my eye was when she said that Clint Murchison was almost in daily contact with Lyndon Johnson and basically telling him what to do. And on one occasion, and she published this letter, Murchison sent a letter to Johnson and said, if you can get Richard Nixon, J. Edgar Hoover, and then he named a couple of other conservative senators, he said, if you can get those guys together, you can run the country. And I want to tell you, that's exactly what happened with the coup of 1963. That was not a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal thing. That was a controller versus the people action, and they took over.
Well, Murchison and, of course, Hunt, not E. Howard Hunt, but the Oilman Hunt, and others, it's in mainline history books on Lyndon's rise from Stonewall, Johnson City, right outside Austin, on the way to Fredericksburg, that he literally was groomed and handled from day one because he had a family in the legislature, and they were told, boy, we're sending you to Washington. You're going to be president.
That's right. They sent him up there to rescue Brown and Root, that had $12 million sunk into that hydroelectric dam project down in South Texas, and the senator that had rammed it through died inconveniently, and they were afraid they might lose that, so they picked Johnson to go up there and salvage the project, which he did. And then a year or two later, he managed to get the big naval base at Corpus Christi, and boy, after that, he was their fair-haired boy.
You're absolutely right about that.
Let me tell you, everybody wants what we have been taught is the best evidence, which would be the smoking gun, the fingerprints, the whatever. And we've basically been taught that circumstantial evidence may not really be that good, but I want to turn that completely around. Fingerprints, the smoking gun, all that can be planted, all that can be fabricated, all that can be hidden away. But the circumstances are the circumstances. You can't change them. And so as a result,
well, it's called motive. It's called motive.
Motive. Well, let me tell you a quick story that I think pretty well tells it all. Some years ago, I was in contact with a fellow whose parents were big in the Democratic Party back in 1963 and had contributed heavily to the party and to Lyndon Johnson's campaign. And as a result, they were invited to come to a big Johnson cookout at the Johnson Ranch that was scheduled for that Friday night, November the 22nd, 1963. The presidential party, once they left Dallas, was to go down to the Johnson Ranch. That was the end of their Texas visit, and they were going to have a big barbecue at the Texas Ranch of Lyndon Johnson. Now, I've spoken to many people who've been to those Johnson barbecues, and they were real wingdings. I mean, they'd have a whole side of a cow over a spit. They'd have bands. They put on a real party. Okay, so these folks decided on that Friday that they didn't have anything to do. I believe they lived in Houston, and they decided they were just going to go ahead and drive over to the Johnson Ranch and get there early and watch all the preparations and everything, and then be there for the big party that evening. So they drove all the way to Johnson City, got to the Johnson Ranch, and lo and behold, nothing was happening. Nothing was being cooked. They weren't putting tables out. Nothing was happening. And they thought, what the heck? Did we get the date wrong or something? So they said, well, this is dumb. Let's just go back home, and we'll wait and then come on back later if it turns out that this is right. And on the way back to Houston, they heard over the radio that Kennedy had been assassinated in Dallas. The circumstances do not lie. Obviously, somebody knew there was not going to be a party that night.
And it just goes on and on from there. Then we have the newspapers planted before they even knew who Oswald was over on the other side of the globe in New Zealand and other areas.
Right. And again, to draw parallels, as I'm sure you've well reported, we now know that CNN and BBC was reporting the collapse of Building 7, World Trade Center Building 7, at least 20 minutes before it fell down.
Well, that's right. And then the BBC admitted and said, oh, it's just a mistake. But they were all on two different BBC channels and CNN reporting the exact same thing, clearly reading off teleprompters.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody, that was a slip-up, or do you think somebody didn't like what was happening maybe in Black Ops and leaked that? Or?
Well, it could be either way, but the point is that obviously that means somebody had foreknowledge that that building was coming down, and as a result, see, if there was a real investigation, we should find out who it was that passed that information that they put on the teleprompters. And how did they know? And while we're on that, if you'll recall, Mayor Giuliani had this big hardened command center in Building 7, but he didn't go there. He went to a temporary command center.
Because they'd already moved out. They'd already moved out the night before, and the head of FEMA in New York had said that. Then he retracted it, but then Giuliani later admitted in testimony, yeah, we were running Tripod 2 terror attack drill.
That's right.
So we'd moved out the day before.
That's right, and I even saw the head of the FEMA team who was interviewed the night that day, and he said, yeah, we arrived last night. So, you know, they were already there, but they didn't go to this command center in Building 7. They went to a temporary command center on Barclay Street, and while they were there, according to Giuliani, that very afternoon when he's covered with dust and debris, he said, while we're in there, somebody ran in and said, you've got to evacuate, the Twin Towers are coming down. And he said they were in the process of evacuating when the towers fell, and they were, of course, caught in all the dust and debris and everything else.
Well, here's what's happening.
Well, the question is, who told him they were going to come down?
Exactly.
And I mean, how did they know, and why didn't they tell the firemen?
Exactly. Now, this is hidden in plain view. It's like last Monday, they officially merged the EU and American Union. They said they were merging them. I've read the agreement. It's a fiat treaty Bush signed with Merkel of Germany and Barroso of the European Commission head, president. And it's not even news. So they got in trouble hiding SPP secretly, the North American merger. So with this one, it's just out in the open. It's like FEMA. Yeah, we were having a terror drill, so we'd moved out the night before. And yeah, we were told the towers were going to come down. I mean, we've got them right there, like you said, Jim.
Exactly. And by the way, the SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership, and then the thing they just signed, any way you look at it, these are treaties with foreign countries.
It's treason.
And it's absolutely unconstitutional and treasonous, because the Constitution states the president cannot conclude treaties with another country without a two-thirds vote of the Senate. And he has not gotten that on either one of these deals. Our country's being sold away, given away, and we're just sitting around on our thumbs, not even understanding what's happening.
Well, I mean, Jim, most of the time I'm trying to... Exactly. Most of the time I'm trying to convince mainline conservatives that the sky's even blue. They just want to believe everything's fine and go home. They don't even know, Jim, the dollar's dropping by a couple cents a week right now.
That's true. That's true. And as they nail down the economics, the euro, which is backed at least to some extent by gold, is going to get stronger and stronger, and the dollar, which is backed by nothing but nuclear threats, is going to get weaker and weaker.
I just can't believe how bad a shape we're in. And meanwhile, they're talking about Paris Hilton and jail time.
Or yeah, right.
Was she wearing underpants? I mean, you know.
Yeah, as if that impacts anybody. And meanwhile, while we're still dealing with that, the Senate just passed a bill that's handing over our health care to the big pharmaceutical combines. And
socialized health care for the elites.
Yes.
Where they
exactly
socialize our wealth for themselves and gobble it out of a big trough.
That's true. And it's just amazing what's going on. But again, this is what happens when a public is ignorant. Okay? Now, I didn't say stupid. I said ignorant.
No, you're right. We're just like a third world country now. And we've decided that corruption is just the way it is. And, well, they all lie. And it's cute. And we're being strip mined like a third world country, boys and girls.
That's true, and here's the bottom line. The United States of America, as a sovereign nation, is the biggest stumbling block to the New World Order, a global socialist program, okay? Because We have a tradition and history of individual freedom and liberty. We have a legal basis for that in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we have guns. So they've had to kind of play it cozy up until recently, but now with this open-ended war on terror, with wars of aggression around the war, around the world, and stripping our states of the National Guard, they're all somewhere else. Who's supposed to guard the country?
Yeah, people say the war is about oil, it's about weapon sales, it's about opium, it's about all that. But number one, preeminent, is the foreign war, so they can get the excuse for police states here domestically.
Exactly.
Everything is about policing the people, not the borders. It's totally transparent. They're building FEMA camps. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what treason looks like. We are wide open. They own both parties. Going back to those 60s documents where it was the Republicans and Democrats, power players splitting it up. Jim, what do we do?
Well, number one, each individual has to educate themselves. We all have to be Bruce Willises. We have to wake up, snap out of it, and start studying the evidence. And then once you know the truth and once you have the facts, then you need to start spreading that around. Hold book study groups in your home. If you can afford to hire a hall, hire a hall. Hold a meeting. Tell people what's going on. Bring in other people. We've got to build a grassroots movement here because it should be painfully obvious that the time has passed when we can look to anybody in the bought-off Congress to try to stand up and do anything right.
Well, I tell you, the economy is already slowing. I can feel it. And people need to understand, we expose that government's behind terror. They have to back off. We expose that they're behind imploding the economy, they may back off. They want to criminally consolidate it to consolidate your wealth. It's so important to expose who's behind the economics as well. Jim, do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that comes back to truth, which, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, doesn't matter. Truth is truth, and
Veritas,
we should all be working for truth.
Exactly. Veritas is Veritas. Final segment with Jim straight ahead.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Final segment with Jim Mars. It's always great to have him up with us. We appreciate his time. The website, ladies and gentlemen, is jimmars.com. That's jimmars.com with two R's in it. We carry his book. We've been carrying it now for about 8-9 months since it came out. The Terror Conspiracy, Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. And it's full of documents, full of information. It is an amazing book. It is, let me see how many pages this is. 500, is it 500? It's 479 pages. No, 482 pages long, and it is jam-packed. Deception, 9/11, and the Loss of Liberty. Investigative journalist Jim Mars and the Bush administration both see the attacks of 9/11 as an obvious conspiracy. The only question is, whose conspiracy was it? And he covers it all. It is one of the best books, just like Tarpley's books. I would put those up there together as two of the best books on the overall operation of 9/11. And you need to get The Terror Conspiracy at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we're carrying a lot of great books and videos on the website, so be sure and check it out. Jim, what do you see happening in the next month, the next year, the next couple of years with this? The more people go public, the more documents come out, the more now we have one of the operatives involved in the killing of JFK going public. I already see it snowballing. How big will this snowball get?
Well, the danger is that the snowball will backlash, okay? And here's what I'm talking about. What I see happening over the next year and a half or so is that more and more information and more whistleblowers will come forward until even the most dead asleep neocon is going to wake up and go, holy cow, we've been had by the Bush administration. Okay, well, that's the good side. The bad side is that then everybody's going to turn around and rush and say, well, I guess we need to vote for a Democrat, and who's waiting in the wings but Hillary Clinton? And first, I want to make very clear that I'm not opposed to a woman president. I think it's probably overdue, but not Hillary Clinton. Why? Because in 1992, I reported that she was the first American first lady to attend those secretive Bilderberg meetings. Now, she didn't just attend the meeting. She was at the front door greeting people when they came in, which is a time-honored way of introducing their protégés to the membership. So she is lock, stock, and barrel. One of the New World Order, and so they're looking now to swing the pendulum the other way, put Democrats, Clinton, John Edwards, people like that, into power. And yet, if you'll stop and think about it, Homeland Security is there, Patriot Act's there, Military Commissions Act is still there, and then you'll have these New World Orders people in.
Exactly. They take all the revolutionary fervor against the tyranny, and they just hand the baton over in a tag team to Hillary. That's why only Ron Paul can win, because the other Republicans are totally discredited. She's going to be the next president unless we get behind Ron Paul, who won the debates. Now we've got to force that the media cover this. Get the article we wrote, Only Ron Paul Can Defeat Hillary Clinton, on PrisonPlanet.com. You just heard Jim Mars say the exact same analysis, because it's the truth. Jim, I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with you. Tell folks about your website.
Well, my website is jimmars.com. You'll find just a whole general array of all kinds of news and information that you probably will not get from the corporate control mass media. And that's one of the key things. You asked me a while ago, Alex, about what people can do. We have got to break the stranglehold of about these four multinational corporations that control everything we see and hear. They weave an electronic matrix around us, and you've got to break out of that. And the one way to start is by working on your local media. go to your local newspaper, your local radio station, your local TV station, and demand that they start covering the real news.
I hear you, Jim. God bless you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.